便安设基路伯和思念的转发发火的箭，要把生命树的道路守住。
So we know in the beginning God created man his own image, his own likeness.
在开始，神按照自己的形象来创造了人。
And he called them his children.
他称他们为他的孩子。
Then he planted a beautiful garden in Eden.
他在伊甸的地方建造了一个园子给他们。
And then out of the ground he created all every tree that grows is pleasant to the sight.
那他种在那边种植了很多令人喜悦的树。
But not only pleasant to the sight, but also was good for food.
不仅他能让人的眼目喜悦，也会长果子。
Then he put man in his garden of Eden.
他让人住在园中。
And during that time, God said, "Every tree you can eat of it, only one tree you cannot."
那时候神告诉人说，园中的果子都可吃，除了一棵树上的果子。
So during that time, the life of Adam and Eve were beautiful.
那时候亚当跟夏娃的生活是非常的美好的。
They can hear the footstep of God walking in the cool of the day.
他们可以在天气凉风的时候听到神在园中行走。
They also can hear the voice of God speaking to them.
他们也可以听。听到神的声音与他们说话。
But they only have one commandment that God told them.
只有一条神是要他们来遵守的。
That is not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那就是不要吃善恶树上的果子。
So we can see before the Adam and Eve commit sin, their life together were beautiful.
在他们在亚当夏娃还没犯罪之前，他们的生活是非常的美好。
Because God was the one that living with them in the Garden of Eden.
因为神是住在他们的当中。
So just like nowadays,
就像如今,
we can see even though there's over 6 billion people in the world,
在世上有60亿的人口,
but we are the one has been chosen to be born again.
但只有我们是被拣选而重生的。
And the day that we were baptized, the day we put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们洗礼的那一天，我们就披戴基督。
And then our Lord Jesus Christ is the image and likeness of the invisible God.
那耶稣基督就是那位看不见神的一个形象。
Then out of his body, he created this beautiful church.
那从他的身体建造了教会。
Then we come to the church to worship him.
那我们来到教会当中来敬拜他。
So our life together is very extraordinary.
我们共同的生活是非常的特殊 与美妙的
Because it's very beautiful and very precious
是非常的珍贵的
So because of this, the way we treat one another
正因为如此当我们对待彼此的时候
Between wife and husband
夫妻之间
Between parents and children
亲子之间
Between siblings
那弟兄兄弟姐妹之间
And between brother and sisters
那在主内的弟兄姐妹之间
So we should treat one another with such great love just like our Lord Jesus Christ loves us
我们要用主耶稣给我们的那份爱来彼此相爱
And if we be able to do this our life together would be very beautiful
要是我们可以如此去行的时候我们的生活是会美好的
But one thing we must keep in mind
但是有一样事情我们要记住在心
Just like for Adam and Eve
就像亚当跟夏娃一般
Their relationship were beautiful before they commit sin against God
在他们还没犯罪之前他们的关系是美好的
Because when Adam saw Eve say bones my bones and flesh my flesh
因为当亚当看到夏娃的时候他说这是我的骨中骨肉中肉
But after they commit sin against God
但是当他们犯罪之后
And then Adam blamed on his wife because of this because she persuaded him to eat of the fruit
亚当就埋怨夏娃因为他让他吃了树上的果子
So because of this the relationship had deteriorated
正因为如此他们的关系破裂了
But not only between them together but also between them and God
不仅他们之间的关系也包括他们跟神的关系
So God had to kick them out of the Garden of Eden
因此神要把他们赶出伊甸园
And from then on their life is no longer beautiful
自此以后他们的生活不再是美好的
So but now for us
现在对于我们
Because our Lord Jesus Christ have crucified himself for us
主耶稣已经被钉死在十字架上为我们而死
Once again we can have the opportunity to live in the Garden of Eden and to live a beautiful life
再一次我们重获这次的这种机会来住在伊甸园当中与神同在
But as we live together as brothers and sisters
当我们一起作为弟兄姐妹生活在一起的时候
So we can see in chapter 4 verse 1
在第四章的第一节
Now Adam knew Eve his wife
那时候亚当知道夏娃是他的妻子。
And she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
那时候她与妻子同房，然后夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
So unfortunately, when Cain was born, he was born already after Adam and Eve sinned against God.
很不幸的是，该隐出生的时候已经是亚当夏娃他们犯罪得罪神之后了。
So because of this, any person who born from them also born in sin.
正因为如此，一切从他们而生的人都是有带着罪。
I'm sure if Adam and Eve have conceived before they were sinned, I'm sure when their sons came out, their life also must be very beautiful.
那我在想，要是他们的孩子是在他们犯罪之前出生的话，就情况会不一样了。
But for us, we are different.
对于我们是不一样的。
Yes, even though Adam and Eve, they conceive and have children, they're born in sin.
亚当夏娃他们同房，然后生了儿子，是带着罪。
But we have an opportunity to be born again.
但是我们却有机会可以再来重生。
And we have a new Adam without sin, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有一个新的亚当是没有罪的，那就是耶稣。
And we know that we also have a new Eve.
我们也有个新的夏娃。
Because Eve means the mother of all.
夏娃的意思就是众人的母亲。
And the church is the mother of all of us.
那教会就是我们所有人的母亲。
So, now that we are born again.
现在我们重生了。
Through the church and through our Lord Jesus Christ.
透过教会，透过主耶稣。
And we have the opportunity to live a life before God to be righteous.
我们就有了这一次的机会，在神面前再过一个义的生活。
But even then, we must be very careful.
即使是如此，我们还是要小心注意。
Why? Because we still live in our flesh.
因为我们还是活在我们的肉体当中。
And Satan still has the opportunity to entice us to sin against one another.
撒旦还是会寻找机会来引诱我们来犯罪。
Just like Cain and Abel.
就像该隐跟亚伯一样。
We can say during the time Cain was the first one is born to Adam and Eve.
当时我们看到该隐是长子。
And Cain, he was the tiller of the ground.
该隐是种地的。
And then he has another younger brother, Abel.
他也有一个弟弟叫亚伯。
And Abel was the one he was the keeper of the sheep.
他是牧羊的。
And then in verse 3.
第三节。
Saying in the process of time.
在随着日子的流逝。
It came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
该隐拿地里出产的供物来献给神。
Then verse 4.
第四节。
Abel also brought off the firstborn of the flock and of the fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
亚伯也将他的羊群中头生的跟羊的脂油献上。
So he would see the two brothers, right, from the same parents are offering to God.
我们在这里看到，出于同一个父母的两兄弟，他们同时来跟神献上他们的祭物。
But we know the conclusion of the story that Cain killed Abel.
我们知道这个故事的结局是该隐杀了亚伯。
So when we reflect about our brother and sister in church,
当我们来想思考我们在主内的弟兄姐妹间的关系。
You know the biggest reason why brother and sister leave the church.
弟兄姐妹最大一个会离开教会的原因是。
Because of other brothers and sisters.
因为其他的弟兄姐妹。
So quite often we kill one another spiritually without knowing it.
所以常常的我们会在属灵上互相的残杀，而我们自己不知道。
Because sometimes we are the one the stumbling block causing our brothers and sisters to leave the church.
有时候我们自己没有意识到，我们是成为了别人的绊脚石。
So if we are the one causing our brothers and sisters to leave the church, then we are no different than Cain.
要是我们因为我们出于我们而引起别人离开教会的话。那我们跟该隐是一般的。
Because if we cause them to leave the church, it means spiritually we kill them.
因为当我们让他们离开教会，在属灵上，我们就是已经杀了他们。
But after we are born again,
当我们重生以后
，this kind of thing should not be happening in our church.
这种事情不应该发生在教会当中。
Why? Because we should love one another.
我们应该彼此相爱。
And there's no way we should cause one another to leave the church.
而不应该引起彼此来离开教会。
Because the minute they leave the church, they're the one that leaving the Garden of Eden.
因为当人离开教会，就是离开了神的伊甸园。
And when they leave the Garden of Eden, God no longer with them.
当人离开了伊甸园，神不再与他们同在。
And God no longer can hear the footstep and the voice of God.
他们没有办法再听到神的脚步声与其他的声音。
So that's why as we live our life together,
当我们在共同的生活，
we must be very careful.
我们要小心。
And why did Cain kill his brother Abel?
为什么该隐要杀了他的兄弟亚伯呢？
We know during that time they are vegetarian.
我们知道当时他们都是吃素的。
It seemed like they did not eat meat during that time.
他们好像并不会去吃肉。
Because it would be very difficult if Adam names all animals, maybe even talk to the animals, then all of a sudden have them for dinner, right?
因为很难想象当时亚当为每一个动物都命名了然后、下一刻就把他们杀在杀了然后放在桌子上来吃
But only after the flood
但是、是在、洪水过后
That God gave them the animals to eat
神才给他们、动物来吃
So during this time let's think about the occupation of both of them
让我们来思考一下他们两个人的职业
So why during the time that God accepted Abel's offering and not Cain's offering?
我们来思考一下，为什么神是喜悦来 喜纳亚伯的献祭，而不是该隐的呢
？First, Abel, his job was keeper of the sheep.
亚伯的职业是牧羊。
Why would he be keeper of the sheep?
为什么他是牧羊的呢
？Because even the keeper of the sheep, if he have a lot of it, he cannot eat it.
他牧羊，他虽然牧羊很多的羊，但是他也不能吃。
But maybe the only reason why he's a keeper of the sheep to offer to God.
他也许要牧羊的原因就是要来 献祭给神
So that's why one of the reasons why God accepted his offering
这也是一个原因为什么神会看重他的供物
Because he's, even though his livelihood is focused on pleasing God
因为他的生活都是围绕着如何 来让神来喜悦
Maybe for Cain the reason is the till of the ground because that's what he used to feed himself
那像该隐他是种地的也许他这样做只是要来喂饱自己
But we know the book of Hebrews the reason God also accept the sacrifice of Abel because he sacrificed by faith
那我们在希伯来书也知道、神会看重亚伯的供物是因为他是凭着信心而献上的
Because the book of Hebrews say by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice
因为在希伯来书说、亚伯是因着信献祭与神
So what does this mean for us?
这对于我们有什么样的意义呢
Because we come to pray to God all the time
我们常常会与神祷告
And this is a way of us to offer sacrifice to him
这也是一种我们与神献祭的方式
But not every time we pray that God will accept it
并不是我们每一次祷告神都 会接受
Why? Because it depends on our hearts
因为这是取决于我们的心
Do we really offer a prayer by faith?
我们是否真的、献上是靠着我们的信心来献上我们的祷告的呢
But if we want to God to accept our sacrifice or our prayer
要是我们希望神可以接纳我们的献祭我们的祷告
We must learn from Abel
我们要向亚伯来学习
Because even his livelihood is focused on God
他的生活是围绕着神的
And when he offered to God he gave him his best
当他与神献祭的时候他献上他最好的
And he did it with faith So why is it so important for us as brothers and sisters to live together?
为什么这一点对于我们、作为弟兄姐妹共同的生活是如此的重要呢
Because if you don't have good relationship with God,
因为当我们与神没有好的关系
it's impossible for us to have good relationship with one another.
我们就没有办法与、在彼此当中有好的关系。
But if we have good relationship with God,
当我们与神有好的关系
for sure it's not a problem for us to have good relationship with every relationship we have. That is even with our brothers and sisters.
那就我们在任何在众多的人际关系上都不会有存在问题，包括我们的弟兄姐妹之间。
So Cain did not, God did not accept Cain's offering.
神并不喜悦该隐的献祭
And why is this?
为什么呢
Because in verse 5
第五节
But God said to Cain
神对该隐说
And it said here And Cain was very angry And his countenance fell Because God did not accept his offering
在第五节说他该隐非常大大的发怒是因为他神看不中他的供物
Quite often when brothers and sisters do not have good relationship with God
常常我们弟兄姐妹跟神没有好的关系
Sometimes,unknowingly we become a very angry person
那可能在无意识当中我们就变成一个很易怒的人
and quite often we never in a good mood
那常常的可能我们都会心情不好
then when we come to see our brothers and sisters
那下一刻当我们看到我们的弟兄姐妹
we really don't have that kind of loving heart inside of us
我们心中就没有了那份爱心
even though outwardly maybe we feel like oh you know we don't like our brothers and sisters But that's not the case.
可能在外表上看来只是觉得、哦、我们只是不喜欢对方这
the,
但是这并不是如此的
The real reason because we don't have good relationship with God
真正的原因是因为我们跟神没有好的关系
Because when we don't have good relationship with God then Satan has a foothold in us
当我们跟神没有好的关系的时候就给撒旦留了地步
Then he would give a lot of distress put a lot of distress upon us
那他就会给我们带来很多的压力跟愁苦
But in verse 6 the Lord said to Cain
那是第六节，神对该隐说
，Why are you angry？
你为什么发怒呢
？And why has your countenance fallen？
你为什么变了脸色呢
？And then he said, if you do well, will you not be accepted？
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳
？So this is the main reason why Cain killed Abel。
这就是主要的原因，为什么该隐会杀了亚伯
？Not because in the beginning, from the beginning that he hated Abel。
并不是说从一开始该隐就就不喜欢亚伯。
But from the beginning, his relationship with God was not good.
而是从一开始该隐跟神的关系就不好。
Because of this, he gave a foothold to Satan.
正因为如此，他为撒旦留了地步。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
让我们翻到约翰一书第三章。
The book of 1 John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三约翰一书第三章。
See the John be able to look deeper into the heart of of Cain.
约翰可以更进一步的来看该隐的心。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
第三章十二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 12.
约翰一书第三章十二节。
Not as Cain who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother righteous.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因他自己的行为是恶的，他兄弟的行为是善的。
So it tells us very clear why Cain murdered his brother.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，为什么该隐会杀了他的兄弟。
See, because his works were evil.
因为他是属那恶者的。
Because his works were evil, then God did not accept his work.
因为他的行为是恶的，所以神并不接纳他的行为。
Because of this, Satan has a foothold.
正因为如此，给撒旦留了地步。
Then allow him to hate his brother.
让他会会不喜悦他的兄弟。
Then to the point that kill his brother.
直到他最后会杀了他的兄弟。
So what does this mean for us?
这对于我们有什么样的教训呢
？We want to have complete love in our church.
我们要是希望在教会里有完全的爱。
Each individual of us, we must.Have good relationship with God.
我们在座的每一位都要跟神有好的关系。
Because we are human beings, we all have different opinions, have different ideas.
作为人，我们每个人都有自己的意见跟主意。
And quite often we see things very differently.
我们常常看事情的角度也不一样。
Especially between, you know, we have generation gap between the older members and the younger members.
尤其是在年长的一辈跟年轻的一辈当中会有那个代沟。
And also between different cultures.
或者是不同的文化之间。
Some of you are from Taiwan. I'm come from Cambodia. Some of the people born in this country.
有些人是从台湾而来，像我是从柬埔寨来。那有些人是生长在这块土地上。
But it's very easy to overcome all these things.
但是其实我们可以来克服这一些困难的。
If we have good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
要是我们跟神有好的关系。
So we want our life together to be beautiful.
要是我们希望我们共同的生活是美好的。
We must continually to build our relationship with God.
我们要继续努力的来建立我们跟神的关系。
Because when we have good relationship with God,
当我们跟神有了好的关系
，we'll manifest the characteristic of God inside of us.
那我们就可以在我们由心发出那份神的特征。
And God is the source of love.
神就是爱的源头。
And when we connect to Him, for sure we also will have this love inside of us.
当我们跟他联合，我们 也会有这份爱在我们心中。
That is very easy to love one another.
那要彼此相爱就来得简单了。
Listen to Genesis.
让我们回到创世纪。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it.
你若行得好，岂不蒙喜纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
So God told Abel, Cain very clearly.
神非常清楚地跟该隐说
，If you do well, you'll be accepted.
要是你行得好，会蒙悦纳。
Not because you do not do well, then you are very angry.
你没有做好，你就是你就发怒。
But even then, it's not too late yet.
但是即使是如此，还不会太晚。
Because sin lies at the door.
罪伏在门前。
But it's not inside of you yet.
但是还没有进到你心中。
But you must rule over it.
你必须要制服它。
So the same thing for us.
对于我们也是如此。
Of course, we have weaknesses.
我们有弱点。
But we can overcome all the weaknesses.
我们可以来克服这些弱点。
If we have good relationship with God.
要是我们跟神有好的关系。
Once in a while, it's okay for us to be mad and angry with our brothers and sisters.
我们偶尔发怒，这是正常的。
Because sometimes when we do something wrong to one another, it's only human nature we get angry and get mad.
有时候我们可能做在彼此当中做亏待了对方，但是要会生气，那是正常的。
But we cannot allow this anger to manifest inside our hearts continually.
但是我们不能让这份怒气一直的在我们心中存留。
And then become a hatred inside our heart.
那渐渐的，这份怒气会变成了恨。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ said, if we have any hatred toward our brother and sister, we are already in danger of judgment.
因为主耶稣说，要是我们有这份对弟兄姐妹有这份恨在心中的话，那我们会最后会被审判。
So here is very interesting.
这里讲的非常的有趣。
Who was Cain angry with?
该隐是与谁生气呢
？For me, he was not angry at Abel.
他对于我来说，他并不是对亚伯生气。
He was angry at God.
他是对神的发怒。
Because God was the one that did not accept his sacrifice.
因为神才是那一位不悦纳他的供物的。
But of course he cannot do anything to God.
当然他对神并没有办法做什么事情。
Just like Satan, he cannot do anything to God.
就像撒旦他并没有办法对神做什么。
So when Satan have a foothold in us, the next best thing to do is to destroy our brothers and sisters.
因此当撒旦找到这样一个空隙在我们身上的话，他就会试图来毁灭我们。
Just like in verse 8.
第八节
Now Cain talked with Abel his brother.
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话
And it came to pass.
二人就在田间
So this means you know, Abel all this time with Cain, he has relationship with one another.
从这一节我们可以看到，当时他跟他兄弟还是有在沟通的。
But after a while,
但是过了一阵子
then Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel.
该隐起来打了他打他的兄弟，把他杀了。
Why? Because all this time, his anger, his hatred, continually is inside his heart.
因为这份怒气一直存留在他的心中。
Maybe even though he speaks to his brother every single day, but he still has that hatred inside his heart.
即使他每天跟他的兄弟讲话，他还是有这份恨在他心中。
So that's why for us as brothers and sisters,
对于我们在主内的弟兄姐妹
it's very important.
这非常的重要。
Maybe we should have any kind of feelings like this toward one another.
我们不应该在彼此当中有这样的一份恨存留。
Because remember the reason we are here together as brothers and sisters.
请记住，我们在这里作为弟兄姐妹的。
Because God used His own blood to bring us together.
我们有缘聚在这边，是因为神用宝血洗净我们的罪。
And we be able to call each other brothers and sisters.
让我们有机会称对方为弟兄姐妹。
But because of this, our relationship.It's very special.
正因为如此，我们之间的关系是特别的。
So that's why we should not have any kind of hatred toward one another at all.
正因为如此，我们之间不应该有那份恨在当中。
Even a little bit.
即使那么一点点。
Even if a little hatred, we should ask God and pray and ask Him to get rid of it.
即使有那么一点点，我们应该也要向神祈求把它拿去。
And only then that our life together can be so beautiful.
只有这样，我们共同的生活才是会美好的。
When we come to church to worship the true and living God.
当我们来到教会来敬拜这位真神。
Because we have good relationship with God.
当我们跟神有好的关系。
Then all of us will have good relationship with one another.
那我们在彼此之间也会有好的关系。
Then when we worship God, we can't help but to be so joyful with one another.
那当我们在敬拜的过程当中，我们会情不自禁的会觉得喜悦。
Because this kind of relationship is very rare.
这样的关系是非常的珍贵的
It is very special.
也是非常的特别的
So let all of us continually to cultivate ourselves and be close to God.
让我们一起都来努力去灵修自己来跟神更亲近
So God's goodness and God's love can manifest inside of us.
那让神的 的恩慈跟爱都在我们的心中得到彰显。
Then we'll pull out all our brothers and sisters.
让我们可以在我们的弟兄姐妹当中把它行出来。
Then this is what it means to have to live a life together.
这才是我们共同的生活的真正意义。
The life that is hidden in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那样的生活是存在主耶稣当中的。
But the only way to accomplish this.
但是要达到这一点。
We must continue to pray to God.
我们要继续的与神祈求。
Human being, we are weak.
作为人，我们都是软弱的。
Look at all the people that we know.
看看我们身边我们所认识的人。
I do not know one couple that is very happy and joyful in their relationship.
我没有认识任何一对夫妻是非完全的喜乐跟开心在他们的关系当中。
我在讲
主在教会以外的夫妻。
Nowadays, people live in such great bondage under sin.
现在的人都是活在罪中。
No, in the 1970s.
在70年代。
No, I think one of the cases the mother killed her own children.
有一个这样的个案，一个妈妈把她的孩子杀了。
In the 70s, when this thing happened, was something so extraordinary, right? This means this is so it never should happen.
在上世纪70年代，要是有这种事情发生，是非常的令人讶异的，因为这种事情不应该发生。
Because a mother killed her own children.
她因为一个母亲杀了她自己的孩子。
But nowadays, when the children die.
但是现今要是一个孩子死了
The first person they go to
他们去调查第一个会去找的人
Is the mother
就是那个母亲
The second, the father
第二个就是父亲
Why? Because nowadays people live in such bondage, such under sin
因为现今的人都是活在罪中
So even though all of us are born again in Christ
即使我们都已经在主内重生
If you don't cultivate ourselves
要是我们不继续的来灵修自己
We will go back to our old man, our old ways, our way of sin
我们会回到以前的我。
So that's why it's so important for us continuing to pray to God and ask Him to have mercy on us.
正因为如此，非常重要的，我们要继续的跟神祷告，求神的怜悯。
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
现在要我们一起上来祷告。
And we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will guide us through the whole day of services.
我们求主耶稣可以继续带领我们整天的聚会。
Let's come up and pray together.
让我们一起上来祷告。